John chapter 1, verse 12. Thank you for being with us. Good to have our guest here. God bless you. Thank you for coming to be with us today. And all the good home folks, glad you're here. Amen. Remember, where says Brother Fry said we'll be in Canton in a little bit. And we'll be back here for service this evening. Prayer at 5, service begins at 6. And it'll all be new all over again. We don't repeat services. You know, some places they kind of repeat the same thing. We don't repeat around here. Amen. It'll be totally different tonight. So if you don't like what we do this morning, come tonight. It'll be different. And if you don't like that one, come back Wednesday. It'll be different again. Amen. So it's always going to be different. I hope you like them all. I do. But I hope you. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1 verse 12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Amen. Hallelujah. "Even to them which believe on his name." I want to preach today about blessed are the becomer. Everybody said, I am a becomer. Amen. Blessed are the becomers. You may be seated. We are called to a process. Amen. To become. You were not saved to sit down. You were saved to serve. You were not saved to say the same. There's an old song that people got hung up on, "Just as I am." Just as I am is a good starting place, but it doesn't stop there. Amen. You start out in a particular way, but God intends for you to be a becomer. He doesn't want you to stay the way that you were. But we are called to grow and to mature and to progress toward perfection in Jesus Christ. God did not call us to make excuses, but God called us to make changes. God expects us to be better today than we yesterday. Amen. Hello. I'm preaching this morning. God wants us to be becomers. He gave us power to do something about it. Amen. The scripture says that he came to his own and his own received him not. Amen. You know what? I think that can even happen in a Pentecostal church. You can have a Pentecostal pedigree for generations, but that will not save you. Amen. You can have the greatest of pastors. You can sing in the greatest choir. Amen. You can have the nicest Bible that money can buy. That's not going to save you. Amen. You've got to be a becomer. Amen. God did not save you to stay the same, but God called you to become something better than you. He came to his own. His own received him not. But to them that received him, amen, gave he, everybody say he, gave he power to become. God gave you some power. He gave you the Holy Ghost. And he expects us to use that power to become better than we were when we started this race. Amen. God, help us not to get to the place where we just accept mediocrity and sit down and say, "I'm not just the way I am." Amen. I think that's one of the saddest statements people make is when they say, "That's just the way I am." I've heard people excuse stinking, rotten, carnal attitudes by saying, "Well, that's just the way I am." Not good enough. If you're a Christian and you bear the name of Jesus, you've got to be better than that. You've got to rise above the flesh. You've got to learn how to crucify this old man. You've got to learn how to bridle your tongue. Amen. And not say things that you shouldn't say. Is that all right? Am I preaching okay up here today? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Let him that stole, steal no more. Amen. If you get the Holy Ghost, you need to quit stealing. You need to quit cheating. You need to quit lying. Amen. You need to quit sinning. And that's all right, isn't it? He gave us power to become. He does not want us to sing just as I am. Amen. He wants us to sing victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. He gives us power to become. God wants us to be better than we were because He gave us power. We're without excuse today. The power. I said, we've got the power. Amen. It's up to us to use it for good, to become what God has called us to be. 2 Corinthians chapter verse 17 is a verse that many of us are familiar with. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know what I appreciate about Jesus Christ? Jesus, when you get saved, He does not put you in rehabilitation. Amen. You're not rehab today. God doesn't put a band-aid on your owie. Amen. Hallelujah. He makes you a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about becoming new. I've heard people say, I don't believe I could live like that. You are absolutely right. You cannot live the Christian life. Rehab. The only way you can live for Jesus Christ is to be a new creation. That's the only way that it's going to happen. Amen. Old things have got to pass away. Hallelujah. You've got to let go of the old stuff. If you were a chicken thief, you've got to quit stealing chickens. You got to make a change in your life. You're going to let some old things pass away. Yeah. You know what you do with stuff that's dead?
Bury it.
Bury it. Yeah. That's what baptism's all about. Yeah. Hear me today. Your sins will not survive baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. But when you go down into the waters of baptism in that name, through faith in His name, your sins will be purged. And the Bible said you rise to walk in what? Newness of life. If any man Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things. Everybody say all things. All things are become new. Hallelujah. And praise God. So you're a new creation today when you repent of your sins. You receive the Holy Ghost. You're a new creation. You're not the same. You're not what you used to be. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you get a new heart. The Bible said that He takes out the stony heart and He gives us a heart of flesh and He writes upon the walls of our heart His new law. You know, when you get the Holy Ghost and you're saved in Jesus Christ, you can't do the things you used to do. You can't go the places you used to go. You talk like you used to talk. You can't act like you used to act because the Holy Ghost will talk to you. Yes, He will. Amen. Hello, anybody? Can I get a witness here today? I said the Holy Ghost will talk to you. You start people a piece of your mind that you can ill afford to lose. The Holy Ghost will start saying, hey, that's the new, that's not, that's the old you. I want to see the new you. Zip it. Amen. Don't be a new creature. I hope this is okay, because this is the way it is. Amen. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost wants you to be a new creation. It'll be the old you. If he wanted the old you, he would have took you just as you are. But he didn't. He gave you power to become. He wants you to get old. Nasty spirit, that old sinful, ugly heart. He gives you a new heart. He gives you a new mind. When you get the Holy Ghost, you can think differently. That's why Paul wrote, and he said, don't let this world squeeze you into its mold. Amen. Don't you get to thinking like other people think. You can get around so much negativity. If you're not careful, you'll start thinking negative. But when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you shouldn't be thinking negative. You ought to be thinking positive. Amen. You shouldn't go around with a big frown on your face. You ought to go around with a smile on your face. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation. Hallelujah. I have the mind of Christ. I can think pure thoughts. I can think righteous thoughts. Amen. I can think what God wants me to think. I don't have to see life through jaded, disappointed, discouraged eyes. But I can see opportunity, and I can see beauty, and I can see righteousness. God gives you a new mind. God gives you a new spirit. Amen. You don't walk around with an old broken down, hopeless, despondent spirit. But you can walk around with joy. Amen. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can have a joyful spirit. You can have a peaceful spirit. You can have a righteous spirit. Because God gives you power to become. Isn't that right? God gives us power to be something that we're not. And then the Bible said that he gives us power to become fishers of men. Amen. Jesus said, he told John, remember that? John and James and Peter and Andrew were there. And he said, I said, come after me. You see, if you want to be a fisher of men, you've got to quit following yourself or your Hollywood honeys or heroes, and you've got to follow Jesus. Amen. Hello? That's all right. Amen. You can't follow the latest sports figure and follow Jesus Christ. Amen. You've got to come after Jesus. Amen. You got to come after Jesus. He said, you want to be a fisherman, you come after me. You want to be a becomer, you go after him. The world has its heroes. Amen. We have our hero. Hallelujah. And you can't follow that one and that one at the same time. Praise the Lord. If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you're going to have to leave the world behind. Because he's the opposite. You want to walk after Jesus, you're going to walk in light. You're going to walk in righteousness. You're going to walk in peace. You're going to walk in joy. You're going to walk in power. You're going to walk in his promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, come after me. I like walking after him. He said, I am the way. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to get to heaven or just one way? Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He is the way. Amen. Come after me and I will make you to become. You're not, but he'll make you come. Yeah. Amen. He'll help you to grow. You're not there yet, but you can become if that's what to be. Anybody here want to be a soul winner? Oh, yeah. He can help you be a soul winner. Yeah. Amen. He's going to make you to become something that you're not. He gives you power to become. Amen. So he's called us to certain things. He said, you follow after me, I'll make you to become. fisher, the thing he told us to become. He said in Matthew chapter 18, verse number 3. Matthew 18, verse number 3. He said, "Verily I say unto you, that you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God." Now, he didn't say become little children. He said become as. Unfortunately, we can't turn back the clock. We're stuck with what we got. If some of us would like to turn it back at least a little bit. Amen. If I could turn it back about, at least 30 years, it'd be a whole lot better than it is right now. But I'm stuck with this, whatever it is. Amen. But he said, but we become as children. First of all, notice, he said, be converted. In other words, he said, turn from what you are now. It's very interesting, the context of this verse. His disciples are interested about one thing. They're interested about being great. Everybody say, oh, being great. See? He said that his disciples said, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You know, kingdom-minded people should never think that way.
No.
Kingdom of heaven is not about competition. It's about cooperation.
Yeah, right.
Amen. The world is full of competition. But Ali, the greatest. Huh? Amen. Number one. Me, number one. Be number one. Amen. You go to school, what do they tell you? Be number one. You go out for football. Be number one. You go out for track. Be number one. Be number one. Olympics. Be number one. Be number one. Competition. That's the world's way. That's not supposed to be part of the church. Amen. You hear me today? That's not a part of the church. This is not a mission. We don't have a praying competition. We don't have a singing competition. No, we shouldn't. I think they did not too long ago. They did a, what do you call that? Wasn't American Idol. How do you have an idol in Christianity? Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, singing's not a competition. If God gave you a good vocalizer, use it. But don't get proud of it. Hello? Don't get proud of it. If you get too much pride, sit yourself down. It's not about hearing how good you are. It's about lifting up Jesus Christ. And if you can't lift Him up and worship Him and praise Him, you have no place singing for Him. Too many have started out singing and just singing religious songs, Christian songs, and then as soon as the door opened up, they went into the world to make money. Uh-huh. Shake your head like this right here. Yeah, they did. And found heartbreak and shipwreck. Amen. It's not a competition. Preaching is not a competition. We had some preaching last week, and every one of them were unique. All of them were anointed, and every one of it was very special. But it wasn't any competition. Nobody preached the best. Because we don't have a competition going here. I hope we're getting this here today. This is not a competition. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If your pastor asks you to preach on, it's no different than if he asks you to preach on Sunday night. It's not a competition. It's not about who's the best. Amen. It's not about the best. It's about who's available. Amen. It's about if you can and when and how you can. Amen. If you preach at youth service, you ought to give it the best you got. If you preach in Canton and there's just two people there, or maybe one, Brother Chris, like Thursday night, give it the best you've got. Hallelujah. It doesn't how many are on the pew. What matters is if you got a message from God, give it everything that you have. It's not a competition. Amen. That's not what this is about, folks. He said you got to be converted. You can't be like the world.
That's right.
This is about serving Him. It's doing His will. Amen. The Bible said He's going to say He's going to have commendation for everybody that makes it to heaven. When you get to heaven, there's not going to be a first and a second place and a third place and a fourth place. No, there's not going to be. He's going to say the same thing to everybody that makes it. He's not going to say, now you did best, Brother Martin. You're the best one I got out of the hope. No, He's not going to say that. You're the greatest. We'll say that. He's going to say, well done, thou good. Everybody say good and faithful. There you go. Good and faithful. You got two goals in life. Be good, be faithful. Be good, be faithful. Be good, be faithful. And if you can do that, you can make it. Amen. Be good and be faithful. Amen. And so he converted. Change. They're saying, which one's the greatest? Now listen to what he said here. Talking about the greatest. The Bible said Jesus called a little child unto him, set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as this little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, everybody say humble himself, as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know what's beautiful about children? They don't have an ego. It takes a while for them to get into who's the greatest business. Takes them a while to get there. They hear that. Boy. Go there. We need to be careful about putting a spirit of competition in our children. Because that's contrary, is it not?
It is. Come on.
Huh? If you start telling your child they're better than somebody else, you start talking about so-and-so's kids and, oh, but my kids. Hello? Hello? Preaching this morning. I'm meddling at least. Amen. This is not a competition, folks. Amen. We're supposed to help one another here. Amen. I've seen that happen. I've watched parents put a spirit of pride in their own children that destroyed them. I've watched parents lift up their kids until they thought they were the greatest thing that ever walked on planet Earth. It have. Amen. That's not the Bible way. He said you become like a little child because little children don't have big egos. They just, you know, they're just, they don't, that's not what children do. Children are humble by nature. They just are. It's a part of being a child, is being humble. Children understand dependence. Amen. They know that they're dependent. And they just depend, don't they? It's dinner time. What they do? They go, Mama, I'm hungry. They're depending on you. You better have something. You're supposed to, you know. They just depend on you. You're supposed to have something. They understand economics and losing jobs and stuff. They don't understand that. Hey, all they know is I'm hungry and you're supposed to take care of me. Amen. They're dependent. Amen. They understand that they cannot stand by themselves. They know where to go for help. Amen. And we need to understand dependence, that we are dependent upon Him. Amen. Paul said, Jesus said, He said in my own self, I can do nothing. In my flesh. Amen. I can do anything. He said, I can do nothing. He said, but the Father that's in me, I'm dependent on Him. He does the works. Hallelujah. And we have to understand that we're dependent on the Lord in ourselves. We can do nothing. And if we get that, we begin to get the picture. And then children just trust. I just trust. Amen. Man, I tell you what, kids scare me sometimes. I've walked by a few of them. I mean, they just jump at you. You're supposed to catch them.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, they just trust. They just jump. You're supposed to be there. You better be. Amen. If not, they're so disappointed. Like, didn't you see me? Oh. It's like a little boy come to pastor, and he told him, he said, Pastor, he said, my family and I, we're going to move away to another town. And he said, well, I'm so sorry to hear that. And next day he came back, and he said, we really are going to move, Pastor. And he said, you're not ever going to see me again. And the pastor said, I'm so sorry to hear that. He said, but you don't understand, Pastor. You're not ever going to see me again. No, son, and I'm so sorry. He said, ain't you going to cry? At least cry a little bit. You're not ever going to see me again. Amen. Little children, they trust. Amen. You tell your kids you're going on a trip. Huh? They don't worry about gas money. They just pile in. Amen. They're not worried about nothing. Amen. They go drive you nuts every few minutes. Are we there yet? But they're just leaving it all up to you. You're going on a trip. You're supposed to get them there. You told them you were going. You just get me there. I don't know how any of that happens. You just do it. I mean, I just sit here and after a while, we're there. Amen. It's similar to that, isn't it? The Lord's taking us somewhere. We don't know how He's going to get us there. We didn't pay the fare either, by the way. He paid the price. Amen. He purchased it for us. And He said, now you get in. You sit down. You buckle up. You shut up. You hang on. We're going to get there in a little bit. Amen. So He's taking us somewhere. We just trust Him. Children trust. Children trust. And if you can learn to trust God and just walk through life, you don't have to do a whole lot of worrying. I'm preaching to some worriers here today. You don't have to do a lot of work. You just trust. I'm your child. You're going to take care of me. We're on this trip. You're taking me somewhere. I don't know how we're going to get there. I don't even know where it is. I can't find it on my own. But you're going to get me there. And I'm just going to trust you. And you're going to take me through until we get there. We're becomers, folks. We're becoming. Everybody say, I'm a becomer. Amen. I'm not all I'm going to be yet. Amen. I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I'm going to be. But thank God I'm not what I was. Amen. I have become better when I started this journey. We are becomers. We are becomers. Amen. We're becomers. Amen. The Bible said that one of these days we're gonna be like Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, it's interesting as you get older in life and people that you know hadn't seen you in a long time, and they see you, and they say, you look just like your dad. I don't anything like my dad. That's what they think. Amen. But one of these days, I'm going to look like Him. One of these days, I'm going to be like Him. Hallelujah. One of these days, this mortal is going to put on immortality. This corruption is going to put on incorruption. Amen. And I'm going to be like Him. I'm going to be glorified. But I'm a becomer. Amen. Don't make excuses. Make changes. Make progress. But don't sit back and just excuse yourself and think that you've arrived. Amen. We're on a journey here. And we need to become a little better every day. Amen. I read about a child that was riding on a train by herself, along with a crowd, of course, but there was nobody with her. She's just sitting there. And she had her little coloring book out, and she was coloring pictures. And I mean, a storm came up, and it got scary. The lightning was flashing, and the thunder was crashing, and the rain was slashing, and the train was roaring down the tracks, and never you could tell all were tense, and some of them had white knuckles, and anxiety was written across every face. And that little kid just over there coloring in the coloring book, just humming and singing. And finally, one of the adults leaned over and said, "Honey, there's a storm outside. Aren't you a little bit afraid?" She said, "No. Why should I be afraid?" She said, "My daddy's driving this thing. He's going to get us through." Now, there's trust. My daddy's driving this thing. Amen. You got troubles? Your daddy's driving this thing.
Come on now.
Life's getting tough? Your daddy's driving this thing. Having some difficulties? He's driving this thing. You trust him. He's going to get us through. Don't spend your time worrying and fretting and being discouraged and despondent. He made us a promise and he's going to keep it. He didn't say you're perfect. He said you're a becomer. And he said, "I gave you the power to become." No excuses. Amen. Turn to your neighbor. No excuses. We're becomers. Let's stand together. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not what I want to be. Not what I'm going to be. But thank God I'm not what I was. Amen. That's right. We're becomers. We're on the way. We're on the way. If you didn't do so good yesterday, today's another day. Amen. You pick up where you left off. You line back up and you get back and set your face like a flint and say, "All right, here we go. It's a new day and I am a becomer." Amen. I'm going to spit the dust out of my mouth. Amen. I'm going to wipe the blood off of my knees. Amen. Maybe off of my nose. And I'm going to get up and I'm going to go on. I might have a little limp for a few days. I might be a sore for a little while. But I'm going on. I'm not letting anything get in my way. And nothing is going to stop me because I am a becomer. Amen. I got any becomers I'm preaching to here this morning? Anybody got your mind made up? Amen. That you started this race and you're going to finish this race. Amen. Nothing is going to turn you around, detour you, or stop you. Amen. If I was somebody like that in the house, I'd like you to join me right down here at this altar. Amen. If there's some determined folks here, I'd like for you to say, "I am a becomer, Brother Grissom." Amen. And I've got my mind made up here today. Amen. And I'm going to put the devil on notice here this morning that I am a becomer. Amen. I'm not there yet. I know that I've got a ways to go. I've got some shortcomings in my life and maybe a few sins. Amen. But nothing is going to stop me because he gave me power to become. And my mind is made up today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've got my mind made up this morning. Amen. And I'm going to make it through here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Amen. Anybody got a made-up mind here this morning? Oh, you gave me power to become. Nothing's going to stop me, Lord. Oh, we've come a long way through the years. Amen. I thank you for it. Oh, every mountain, every valley, every trial and every triumph. Amen. Every victory, every difficulty. Oh, but we're becoming every day, every day, every day. We're becoming, oh Lord, more like you. I want to be more like you today than I've ever been. Help me to have a Christ-like spirit. Help me to have a Christ-like spirit. Oh Lord, help me not to just be satisfied with carnality. Help me, oh Lord, to seek after the image of Christ, to be formed into your image every day. Let me be like the apostle said, I'm going to die daily. I'll mortify my members. Amen. I'm not satisfied just to live like everybody else. I'm not satisfied making excuses for being less than I know I ought to be. This world deserves a witness. Amen. Jesus deserves my best. I promise, Lord, I'm going to do better. And I want you to help me.